So when did you move to Daly City?
I moved here 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
Yeah, so after I've had a lot of identity crisis. So when I became involved in school, like, you know, I went to UC Riverside. I joined the Filipino club. Like, I never knew I would do something like that. I was like, I'll join it, I guess, because my husband and I, we grew up together in Riverside. Mm-hmm. We met each other in high school. And then, but we met through an organization at the local call at UC Riverside. When we were in high school, they would get all the Asian clubs from all the high schools and then
put them together.
Yeah, and they're like, why don't you come over? They have like these rap sessions every mm-hmm. Saturday. At UC Riverside, so all the groups would come. We'd meet all the other Asians in Riverside, because there's not a lot of Filipinos, but there's hella Asians, right. You know. And so we learned about Asian American history. We learned about who identity. We learned about mm-hmm. all that stuff. But then I think I wanted to know more, you know. And so I got more involved in the school politics. Mm-hmm. I got involved with everything. I joined, you know, like Associated Students. I became a senator of the school, like all that stuff. I was like, nah, Asian Americans have, you know, need the equity that they need. And then I worked in the community, and I did hate crimes, racism work. Because of all the racism that I faced, I decided to apply for this job that did hate crimes work for Asian Americans. And so I dealt with a lot of victims of hate crimes mm-hmm. and racism and everything, especially after 9/11. And then I was like, why am I reacting to all these different incidents that are happening, yet I don't really fully understand why there is racism in the first place? And so I decided, Rod and I decided, let's go get our master's. You know, and so we're like, okay. So we applied to UCLA and SF State for Asian American Studies for our master's, and we got into SF State. And I already knew, because I have family that live in San Jose, my mom's only brother, and I'd come here every summer, and I'm like, I'm moving to San Francisco one time in my life. Like, the sky is so blue. You know, if you go to L.A., the sky is brown.
Yes.
So you're like, sky's so blue, and they got green, like, everywhere. You know, I'm like, I love San Francisco. I will move there. So when the opportunity came in 2002, I moved. We both did. Actually moved here in this apartment complex.
Been here for a while.
Down the hall in a one-bedroom apartment.
Oh, and you just moved.
Yeah, and so we've been here. The owners are the people that work here are Filipino. Mm-hmm. Everyone that lives.
Right, the cleaning person.
Yeah, so it was like a culture shock for me, and I think living here, even after our program was 2 years, it was only mm-hmm. 2 years, we finished in 2004, we were going to move back. But then we were like, nah, dude.
You feel at home.
Yeah, and then we had the opportunity. We met, I don't know if you've ever met Allison Tintiaco Kubalis, but she's a professor at State,
mm-hmm.
Pinay professor, and one of Eliza's friends. And she started this program called PEP, Pinoy Pinay Educational
right.
Partnerships. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
And so when I first moved here, she's like, do you want to teach Filipino history at the high school? I said, what? Who teaches Filipino history at a high school? I don't even know Filipino history. And she's like, well, you learn as you teach it.
Right.
So, like, I had hands-on experience to be in a classroom at Balboa High School in front of 35 students who were all Filipino, Latino, Samoan, whatever, teaching Filipino history. When I was in college or high school myself, I would have never thought that even would exist.
Right.
Like, I never learned about myself until I was in a master's program. And so at the same time, I was doing I was doing research on Filipino history, but then connecting it to my own family, right? And I think it just hooked us. And so Rod and I have been a part of PEP for 10 years. And now we're directing the program, you know. And so I would love to see my own kid go through a program from kindergarten all the way to a college that has ethnic studies. So she has her own self-determination, her own self-actualization.
Right, like when you're growing up, there's no
right. Stuff. Growing up, there's no resource. Yeah. You're like, what the hell? So I mean, then we ended up getting our doctorates. So we ended up staying here, going back to school. I just finished in December with my doctorate in education. My husband finished at USF like a year ago. And so we're like, well, do we move now? Is it time to move?
Okay.
Yeah, it's been 10 years, you know, and everyone down south, they're like, can you please move home and bring whatever y'all are doing over here to the Filipinos here in SoCal? And we're like, I don't know yet. I really don't know. My daughter's going to be 5 soon, and I really wanted to go to elementary school at Longfellow so she can, you know, at least learn whatever, you know, we're teaching. I mean, we're a teacher, but at the same time, like, I don't know, I like Daly City. I feel like this is some place that, I don't know, like, I know this place like the back of my hand as much as I know Long Beach. It's so weird. From driving around, walking around, you know, where to go, who's here, who's not, like.
Because nothing here really changes.
No, yeah, it's a community, and I feel like, shit, I wish it was like this everywhere.
Okay. Do you feel comfortable with all the Filipinos around? Is that one of the things?
Yeah, I feel at home. But then at the same time, like, I go back to think about how I grew up, too.
Right.
Was very multicultural, was very different types of people. And sometimes I do miss that. Like, I'll have to carve out my own space to be, like, calling my old friends, like, hey, let's go have dinner. And they're all different people of color, you know, and I miss that. But I immerse myself in a lot of Filipino work, but at the same time, I shouldn't feel guilty for it. Because there's no other place or other space that I can ever do this.
Right.
Or like you being in this class. Like, I don't know any other class. Like, when I heard about the Kababayan program at Skyline, I was like, shit, y'all got it together. Because look at City College, who is just a few miles over there. There's nothing really in place like that. And y'all are pumping out students to SF State like it's nothing. Like, it's a factory. I was like, dude, but at the same time, like, who does that? And, like, you got Nate, you got Liza, Rod's there, like, all these people who teach there. I'm like, who? And I keep telling Rod, like, even if we do move, wouldn't you miss teaching at Skyline? You know, like having a class full of brown faces looking
at
you.
Filipino community.
Right. Or do you want to teach at a university outside of Cali with all these white people looking at you like, who is this brown fool trying to teach me something? So I'm like, can't get any better than this.